The legislature has narrowly passed a bill putting limits on state Medicaid payments for abortion. The bill defines the term medically necessary, so it only covers physical harm, not psychological harm. Doctors would need to choose from a list of conditions like epilepsy and sickle cell anemia before the state covers the cost of the procedure. Advocates for the bill, like Anchorage Republican Gabrielle Ledoux, said the point was to keep the state from paying for elective abortions.
We've got the right to travel, but it doesn't mean that the government buys us a ticket to Paris. We've got the right to bear arms, but the government doesn't buy us a Sturm Ruger.
Critics of the bill believe it will make it harder for low-income women to have access to abortion. Representative Jaron Tarr, an Anchorage Democrat, also suggested that the bill will not save money because the law will inevitably end up in court.
Litigation will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, just as it has in the past.
The Department of Health and Social Services introduced similar abortion regulations last year, but a judge put a stay on them after a lawsuit was filed on the grounds that the regulations violate the Equal Protection Clause. The bill ultimately passed 23-17, splitting mostly on party lines. Republicans Lindsay Holmes of Anchorage, Paul Seaton of Homer, and Alan Osterman of Kodiak broke with their party and voted no. The bill will now be sent to the governor for his signature.